Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Oh, Coach McHale, after a huge excursion to the Hawaiian Islands, because that's how he does it, is back on the show. Always good to have him. I'm sure we're keeping him from a tea time, so we appreciate the time. Coach, first and foremost, aloha. How was the trip?
It was fun. We had a good time out in Hawaii. Saw our son, Joey, who works out there, and spent a bunch of days out there kind of just hanging out, digging the island life. Couple cocktails and the beach.
A little golf?
Played a little golf. You know, I'm going to find a way to play a little golf while we're out there on the island.
Because right. If you didn't, I'd be mad at you.
Played the King Kamehameha Club in Maui and had a good time.
Good. Well, now that you're back on the great 48, I wanted to get your thoughts on the wrap-up of the NBA season, how it all went down, and your take on just the end of the Warriors-Cavs series.
Well, you know, the best team won. I thought all year long that the Warriors played better basketball on a night-in and night-out basis in the NBA. When you watch them play a game in February, their defense was solid, their offense moved, they moved their ball, they moved their bodies, and you saw them in the playoffs. Their defense was solid. You know, they moved the ball, they moved their bodies. They played a style of ball that is very, very hard for the league to catch up to. Ball-to-ball movement, ball and body movement, and the willingness to make the next pass to the open man, and the amount of shooters they have, the amount of playmakers they just have. It just is a really hard team.
Well, are we heading now for the super teams? Barry and I've been talking about it, and it just seems like this is the new fad thing. Now every team's going to try and load up and try and get, you know, 3 and 4 superstars in one location to try and match wits with the Warriors. And I said all along, you know, Bob Myers and company did a pretty darn good job of drafting well, too, and then adding one piece. But regardless, it seems like that's where the league is headed.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's no doubt that you have to have talent to beat the Golden State Warriors. But you also have to have a style and a game plan and some defense. I mean, this we're just going to keep firing away. And I have no idea what Golden State averaged for the series. I'm sure you have more statistical people there. How many points a game they averaged for the series. But when I heard Cleveland come in and say, well, we're going to outscore them, I thought, really? So that's your best plan? You're just going to come out and try to outscore the most efficient scoring team in the league? You need talent. You also need a style of play that contradicts that. I don't know who it is, but maybe if they... Maybe the big kid in Denver, Jokic, becomes so good, and they walk, they bring it down, they run, they take the open shots when they're available, but then they slow it down, they throw it inside, he goes to work, he passes out, they shoot threes from the inside out, the old Kim Olajuwon theory, and that slows the game down. I just don't think you can get into a racehorse game with Golden State, and I hear everybody saying more offense, more offense, more offense. Let me tell you something, Cleveland's problem was not offense. I promise you that. It was a defense. They have one of the worst transition defensive teams in the country, in the NBA, and they had that all year long. You know, you can't give up easy baskets to Golden State. So it's a style of play, a mindset, a mental toughness, a lot of different things that just go along. It's just not talent. It's not like saying, go give me 4 of the top scorers in the league and we'll beat them. No, you also have to have a style of play that fits your team, and there's so many other things that go into it. I hear these people say, outscore them, you can't defend them. Of course, are you going to hold them to 0? No, of course not. But you can defend them a hell of a lot better than they were defended by Cleveland in the finals.
Hey, Coach, okay, so speaking of super teams, there was a rumor that was floating around already this week that CP3 is going to be visiting with the Nuggets and with the Rockets. What is your assessment of that with the Rockets? Does that make sense to you?
Well, I mean, he's a hell of a player. He has the ball in his hands a lot, and so does James. I mean, there's one ball. And you know, I don't know. It would be interesting. It's one of those things where he makes you better because he's a hell of a player. He's a competitor. You know, how much is James going to get off the ball? This year, I think what absolutely really hurt the Rockets was something I was always afraid of when I was coaching them. And that's why we try to get the ball out of James' hands. And all year long, when D'Antoni gave him the ball in his hands, it worked so well. That really worked well. But James gets passive at times. And James sometimes, when he gets a little bit funky, I thought one way to get him out of that was put him off the ball, have him come off double screens, get him moving without the ball. Because when he gets funky, he holds the ball. And all of a sudden, boy, he came out in the playoffs. He just was holding the ball at the top of the key, not attacking. And that's when you need someone. That's when he needs to be off the ball. That's where I think CP3 would help him. But James has got to get coming off picks and get more movement, I think, you know, for that to really work. And, you know, I don't know. That's an interesting one. I've also heard that Chris Paul going to San Antonio. That seems to make a bit more sense.
I was going to say, because, you know, first of all, we've never seen James passive, especially in the playoffs. But secondly, you look at the options that he's going to have, and he throws Denver in the mix, who's a young team, and as you mentioned, they've got Jokic and some pieces, but they're not where Chris Paul wants to be, because at this point in his career, he wants to win, and win big. But San Antonio, they need a point guard, whereas you just put James in this position of being a point guard, and a year in, you want to yank him out because CP3's coming. I just don't see that working out.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, there's one ball, and you got to, and I think today's game requires more movement if you're going to beat the top teams. I'm not sure the ball staying in one person's hands, whether it's James or whether it's Chris Paul or whoever, all the time is the way to go. I just think ball and body movement is coming back in vogue, which I love. I think that's the way the game should be played. I don't know. Whatever team gets them is going to be more competitive right away. But now, are you saying that if any of those, if Denver gets them, if Houston gets them, are you saying now that they're on par with Golden State or they can beat Golden State? I don't know about that.
I mean, and Jerry West going to the Clippers from the Warriors, I would think that the Clippers are going to do everything to keep Paul, keep Blake Griffin, and then try and add a Carmelo or add another piece so that they can try and get into that mix of super team. But I don't see the Clippers cleaning house with Jerry West joining the show over there. I see them trying to load up and try and keep both Griffin and CP3.
Yeah, I don't see them blowing it up either, just because right now they're the best team in L.A. And, you know, the Lakers have so much more cachet, and, you know, they are the Lakers. But there's something to be said about being the best team in L.A., and that's what the Clippers are right now. And I think Ballmer loves it. I think Doc loves it, Rivers. And, you know, blowing that thing up and then getting down to the level of the Lakers, then having a race to see who can get better faster to be the best team in L.A., that doesn't suit the Clippers. So I agree. I don't think they're going to blow that thing up. But, you know, hey, Chris Paul's made a lot of money. I just got to believe he's going to go someplace where he truly feels
Kevin McHale joins us on the HRMP hotline. Coach McHale, the 30 for 30 special is out, and people are going to get to see a lot about what went on between you guys and the Lakers. But what's one story that maybe didn't make it that people don't know about that they should?
That was a pretty good series. You know, it was interesting. I didn't watch every minute of everything because we were doing some stuff. But I watched a lot of it. I just think one thing that kind of that I saw is the closeness. I don't know if the closeness of the team, especially the team I was on. I can't really speak for the Lakers because I didn't associate with those guys at all. But the closeness and the bond that we had. And, you know, it made it feel like it was white versus black in some of the areas when I watched that. And I'm like, hell no, it was green versus purple. And you know, I mean, it was us versus them. And most of my best friends on the team were black guys. I never thought of it as black and white. I thought it was us and them. And just the closeness of that team and what a great teammate ML Carr was and how much fun Maxwell was. And kind of how, from our side, kind of a crazy loose team we had, and guys that love to compete. So I think it's that part of it. I was like, I don't, you know, I maybe the country saw it that way, but I can tell you from the inside of the Celtics, that was, I mean, race was never even thought of.
But what about the hate factor? I mean, was there genuine hate? Because we talk all the time about how it's too much of the buddy ball when they get on the court, guys are hugging, and there's always that it almost seems too friendly. But back when you guys were playing, it seemed like legitimate hate. There was the one scene with you going down the court, John, with Magic, and the next thing you know, you made a point of sending a message and actually drilling him, and then he was coming back at you. And it seemed like with all the different contact plays, there was a little extra always being put on that with a message. We lost him. That would have been a good answer too. Maybe we can reel him back in.
Well, yeah,
he's on his cell phone. Yeah, we'll go to break. If we can get him back in, great. If not, we do appreciate it. But I'd like to get it. That would have been a great answer just to hear, just because I know that some of the stories he's told me, the hatred was real. Coach, you there?
Hello.
Yeah. So we lost you. So can we go back to that question one more time? Just about how much, you know, the actual, instead of the, you know, guys buddies until they get on the court and then they're still kind of friendly. It was pretty real back in the day, but it seemed like there was an even extra bit of animosity when you guys played.
Yeah, we didn't like each other. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And we really wanted to beat each other. And I think each team knew that the other team could beat them and that, you know, each team had strengths. And it was just, it was a matchup of where you were like, you know, you could play well and they could still beat you. And that was very unusual for our team. If we played well, the outcome was pretty much predetermined that we'd win. We could play really well and still lose. That's how good they were. They were really talented. And yeah, there was, I mean, I think that just fueled the competition. And, you know, when you're really into competition and love to compete, it really becomes a very simple us versus them. And if you're not us, you're them. And if you're them, we don't like you. And the better the team was, the less you liked them. We had scuffles with teams that weren't very good, stuff like that. There was always that stuff going on when you played back then. But, yeah, they didn't get your attention. You're like, we play average. We'll beat these guys by 20. With the Lakers, that wasn't the case. And so, you know what? It, deep down, and I don't know how much this came across, but deep down, both teams didn't like each other, no question. But deep down, both teams respected the fact that the other team could beat them.
Did you ever really just look at Danny Ainge in the locker room and tell him that was a cheap shot and he was an a-hole? Or did you really compliment him on the fact that he was able to get some of those shots in?
Danny was like one of the best people to play with. As Bill Walton most famously said, he said, Danny Ainge, he plays the right way. Everybody boos him in every arena except from the Boston Garden. There they cheer him. That's the way the game is supposed to be played. And I just laughed. Danny got booed in every arena. Everybody hated him. He went out and knocked everybody, around and did a lot of cheap shots. And he was a fun guy to play with.
Well, we appreciate the time, Coach. Glad to have you back in the 48 states. I'm sure you're teeing them up, but we'll catch up with you soon. Appreciate it, and we'll catch up.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Kevin McHale right here on The Usual Suspects. We continue to roll on.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. Hurry in and save big money on your next project. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.